Talking with Tanner Beamer from National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. offices. And Tanner, we've had 2 days of hearings, first in the Senate, first now, and then in the House, ag committees in both cases, talking about cattle markets, transparency, cattle market mandates. From watching and listening to this thing, they were dramatically different, I thought.
You know, I would have to agree with you, Ron, and it was kind of a marathon week here in Washington. It's always busy, but that was a special kind of busy. You know, on the Senate side, I think that you saw just on full display just how complex this issue set is, right? You had different segments represented on the witness panel, and some of them said they support mandates, but some of the other ones said that they did not support mandates. And of the ones that opposed mandates were representatives of some of the largest ag trade organizations in Washington, D.C., and some of the economists who have done the most research on these issues. So it is unfortunate that we keep having to have this conversation about whether or not we should advance a bill that the vast majority of the industry has opposed. And then over on the House side, I think the tone was much different. It was much more information gathering. We've seen that kind of be a trend over on the House side as they explore these complex issues as well. It was unfortunate, I think, that the subject of the hearing in the House was on the meat packers. I think that there are a host of other more pressing issues like inflation and input costs that we could have talked about. And our president, Don Schiefelbein, mentioned that in his opening statement to the committee as well. But all in all, I think that was a very interesting discussion to watch unfold, and I think that a lot of members of the House have a lot of things to think about over the next couple of weeks.
The one thing that kind of jumped out at me early on in the Senate hearing, the comments from the ranking member, Mr. Bozeman, Senator Bozeman, pointing out the extreme nature of how much impact it would have on Kansas, Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico if you mandated the cattle trade like proposed by the Grassley-Fisher bill.
You know, it's interesting because prior to a few weeks ago, the bill would have only imposed regional negotiated trade mandates on the USDA 5 area. But the most recent iteration of the bill actually would require that the entire continental United States be divided in 5 to 7 different geographic regions. And then each of those would be subject to some sort of a regional mandate for what the bill is calling approved pricing mechanisms. So the impact of this bill is much wider than it originally was. And from an implementation perspective, and I think Senator Bozeman was right on the money in asking these types of questions, particularly to the folks at USDA that testified who are going to have to implement this program. It's how are you going to implement this program? There's virtually no significant cattle feeding presence in the eastern United States. And as the bill defines packer, there's only one packer in the eastern United States, and that's in Pennsylvania. And so I don't know how you're going to draw up some of those regions in a way that is going to make sense for there to be any substantial substantial mandates on negotiated trade. And Ranking Member Bozeman highlighted that throughout his lines of questioning, and I think that he raises some really good points.
On the House side, of course, they did have the CEOs of the big four beef packers. Anything, you know, jump out to you from the conversation, their presentation, plus then the conversation they had with lawmakers?
You know, I think most of what we're focused on in terms of the meat packers is, you know, we had our president, Don Schiefelbein, testifying in the first panel of that hearing. The packer CEOs were in the second panel. And Don told the committee, he said, look, we know that the price disparities between box beef and fed cattle were the highest on record following both the Holcomb fire and COVID-19 respectively. We also know that that market behavior is rooted in basic laws of supply and demand, but the fact that we set two records in such a short period of time warranted some further scrutiny, which is why NCBA asked the Department of Justice to look into the aftermath and the packer buying behavior just to make sure everything was above board. And we don't have the results of that investigation. And I didn't hear anything in the hearing yesterday that really gives us any concrete evidence one way or the other. So I think it's critical that that DOJ investigation wrap up. And I think it's important for cattle producers to know the results of that information. And that's the message that our President Don delivered to the committee yesterday.
end of the day, I mean, these two hearings, you know, right on top of each other, you know, it looks like, you know, we went for years and years without any sort of real hearings that looked at these cattle markets. And now we've had, this is about the third set that we've had in just a matter of about 18 months or so. You know, it seems like the scrutiny is there, but I don't know, have we made much progress, you think?
You know, I don't know that we have made a ton of progress. And I think a lot of that is because, like we said earlier, you know, we keep talking about the same issue. This is, I think, about the sixth or seventh hearing between the House and Senate Agriculture and Judiciary Committees just during this 117th Congress. And unfortunately, we keep talking about the same ideas, whether there's too much concentration at the packing sector and whether or not mandating negotiated trade at certain levels is going to be helpful to cattle producers. And the industry has, by and large, been asked that second question and answered it. No, we don't want to see mandates on negotiated trade. And we've also said we don't know if there was anti-competitive behavior on the part of the packers, and that's why we want to have this investigation. So instead of having the same conversation over and over and over again, our preference would be, you know, let's try and find some areas where there is agreement and make some real progress there, right? You know, we've really got to reauthorize livestock mandatory reporting for another full 5 years. There's some opportunities to make that program an even more useful tool for cattle producers. And then there's a whole host of other issues that we could discuss just related to input costs and profitability. And so I think it's time for Congress to put these controversial issues on the back burner and start to focus on areas where we can actually start to see some progress and find some agreement.
I guess in reality, you're more pointing the finger at the Senate than the House. The House has already moved a couple of measures that were overwhelmingly approved by membership.
Yeah, that is correct. You know, I think that the House has really looked carefully at these issues and tried to find those initiatives that enjoy broad support from the industry. And I think that's why you've seen such good legislative success on the House side with things like LMR extension and the creation of a cattle contract library. On the Senate side, you know, the Ag Committee just is gridlocked over this Fisher-Grassley bill, and there's not a lot of opportunity for other things to move through the system as a result of that logjam. I think that's why the only thing that we've seen get passed on the Senate side as well is that cattle contract library pilot program, and that's because of Senator Hoeven's leadership on the Appropriations Committee. So we're really hoping that we can start to get back to a place where we're having conversations about things that we can find some agreement on instead of reopening old wounds on this issue of a mandate.
On the mandatory the price reporting that we need reauthorization for, you know, you hold out some hope we can get that done this year before the November elections?
You know, I think that it's critical that we do get that over the finish line before the November elections. And I think that that's because, you know, we're already at a point where both the House and Senate Ag Committees are beginning to look at the next farm bill. And that is going to take up the vast majority of their time. And it would be very irresponsible to put LMR reauthorization in a position where it just, there's no time in the Ag Committee's schedule to get to it. So if we're going to avoid letting that slip by us just in favor of more pressing matters, it's important that we get that done as soon as possible.
Thank you, Tanner. Tanner Beamer, National Cattlemen's Beef Association. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.